Welcome to the Independent Observer, History Across the Volumes. This is Episode 3, Managed Decline. This is an author-produced audio adaptation of two public Volume 3 reading records, From Vietnam to Terry v. Ohio, Investing in Human Failure versus Human Potential, and The Warden Tax Doctrine. They sit at different points in the volume, but together they ask a historical question about social citizenship. When people face disruption, does a public system invest in their capacity to return? Or does it turn difficulty into a stream of surveillance, punishment, debt, and administrative burden? Volume 3 is called Managed Decline because decline is not always a single collapse. It can be a sequence of smaller transfers. A stable job becomes precarious. A public service becomes conditional. A period of training becomes private debt. A health problem becomes a licensing barrier. A person becomes visible as a case number before becoming visible as a neighbor, worker, parent, veteran, or learner. The volume follows those transfers through work, time, taxation, welfare, health, and public visibility. From Vietnam to Terry v. Ohio supplies a historical human capital case. Its synopsis examines veterans' reintegration, discretionary policing, welfare administration, and mass incarceration. The paper argues that institutions can respond to unmet needs by investing in restoration, or by treating the same needs as enforcement problems. It compares the cost of punishment and exclusion with the possibility of support, employment, reintegration, and human development. These are proposed relationships to test, not a claim that every justice or welfare institution follows one motive. The historical movement matters because the vocabulary of failure changes the response. If a person is described as unemployed, the policy question may concern training, wages, care, or access. If the same person is described only as a risk, the response may become monitoring or removal. Neither label is neutral. Each makes some interventions easier to imagine and others harder to fund. Public records, eligibility systems, police procedures, and benefit rules help decide which description becomes actionable. The Warden Tax Doctrine moves the question into time and distribution. The paper proposes that time spent acquiring skills can be treated as a form of investment rather than only as a private cost. It pairs a refundable time investment credit with targeted relief for low to moderate W-2 earners and narrower treatment of selected capital preferences. The administrative design is part of the proposal. Eligibility, documentation, reporting, and audit rules determine who can actually reach a benefit. This is where history and political economy meet. Two people may both be told that opportunity is available. One has savings, flexible time, transportation, health, and a network that makes training possible. Another has care obligations, unstable work, bureaucratic delays, or debt. Formal access can be identical while practical access is not. A tax rule, a welfare form, or a licensing requirement can convert those differences into durable advantage or durable exclusion. The tax paper also keeps categories separate. Wages, self-employment income, dividends, realized capital gains, and loan proceeds are not the same thing. Borrowing against an appreciated asset is not a sale, but it brings interest, collateral, repayment, and market risk. The point is not to assign one motive to every investor. It is to study how institutions treat labor, ownership, time, and credit differently, and how those differences accumulate across a life. Taken together, the two papers describe managed decline as a question of public investment. What does a society do with the capacity people already have but cannot easily use? Does it preserve a route back after exclusion? Does it recognize unpaid care and training? Does it provide a fair way to contest an administrative decision? Does it count a person only when they are expensive to punish, or earlier, when support could still change the path? The limitations stay visible. The Vietnam paper is a working policy argument, not an independent fiscal score. The tax doctrine is a proposal, not enacted law or individualized tax advice. Historical comparisons require primary records and attention to differences in institutions, law, and context. The volume's historical lesson is that social citizenship is maintained, not inherited. It depends on whether work, time, health, learning, and return remain institutionally possible. The costs of decline are distributed through ordinary forms and ordinary rules long before they appear as a crisis. Next time, we move from social citizenship to capability. What happens when automation, scientific infrastructure, and digital intimacy change the human task bundle? Until then, follow the cost of every policy, and ask who has to spend the time to qualify for relief.